Previously on Finish It, Who Killed Harlow Thrombey?
I'm not surprised, of course, because the Harlow Thrombey murder case has already been solved.
Yeah.
By a friend of yours, I believe.
Oh, no.
Just because she's another kid doesn't mean she's my friend. She's a black-hearted betrayer.
Who sent me with a note into the arms of a dangerous, dangerous man. Hi, I'm Matt Yule.
Hi, I'm Chris Yule.
Welcome to Finish It.
A completionist choose your own adventure podcast.
Every page, every ending, every book, everybody's wondering if you're sick or sexy.
That's the question, isn't it? Nobody knows if I'm sexy or just real sick. Actually, I think it's really obvious that I'm really sick. I was trying to lean into it, maybe make it a sexy voice thing.
Yeah, the more you leaned into it, the more bubbles were happening in the back of your throat. It was, yeah.
My voice sounds like somebody was like pushing hot, wet air through like a pile of dry old spaghetti.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
They do this thing at my kids' preschool. I think they do it at a lot of preschools, actually, where all of the kids are sick all of the time.
Sure.
And so I just got over a cold, but my child brought me a new one because she's so considerate.
That's so cool of your child to do that to you.
Yeah. So that's how I am. So I'm sorry, everybody. You're going to get a nice sonic journey down my wettest bits as we record this one.
And I'm only just getting sick tonight, so the only thing you'll get from me is a real deep, deep snort every once in a while that you will hear go all the way down.
We will try to cut out all of the horrible sounds. So,
hey,
sorry
speaking
for the ones
of natural
don't.
Segue right there.
Yeah.
Flute Juice was a hit last
Well,
last
good.
Week.
I'm glad we brought it out to the people.
Yeah, I think that is a song that went somewhere to die until you found it and made
it's back.
People listen to it. I bet Google searches for Flute Juice are at an all-time high on account of nobody having searched for it on Google until recently.
It's on YouTube because everything in existence is on YouTube. Yeah. But it's not like you can't find the lyrics for Flute Juice. They're
you
not out there.
You cannot. And nobody, you know, I wanted to do, to start off this episode, I want to do a bit of a little deep dive into this song.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Because there was some talk of people seem to like it. And the guy who wrote it wrote a lot of, I mean, he's a for real dude. He's a for real flute maestro, man.
I was actually thinking we should pivot to making the podcast just about Flute Juice.
That's probably
just,
a good
I'm
idea.
Trying to read the trends, trending Twitter stuff. And
smart. Should we do a Twitter poll to see if we should stop reading Choose Your Own Adventures and just talk about Flute Juice?
Flute Juice every episode.
Flute Juice with two guys who are brothers. That's the name of the podcast. So the guy who wrote that song is Dave Valentin.
Oh, yeah.
He's from
yeah.
the Bronx.
Nice.
Sadly, he passed away. He just passed away last year.
Which is later?
So he didn't live to hear the song that he maybe most regretted recording coming back to haunt him on the internet. But he was for real, man. He, you know, besides being a okay, so check this
I
out.
I think the best part of having written Flute Juice would be every once in a while somebody would see you on the street and point at you and go, Flute juice! I would be okay with that.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty satisfying. So in addition to writing Flute Juice, he like served as the musical director for Tito Puente's Golden Latin Jazz All-Stars. That's got to be pretty good if
that's
Tito
cool.
Puente and all of his Latin Jazz All-Stars are like, you should be our director.
Yeah, he's a
he
big
won
deal.
7 years in a row. He was chosen best jazz flautist by readers of Jazz's magazine.
Yeah, I mean, he clearly has the jazz skills. When I was trying to search him, it did seem like a ton of stuff came up.
Yeah, he's got a wiki page, man. And he's got a great old, big old discography, which is why it's so terrific for us to have landed on
Flute Juice. Well, he didn't have to title the whole album Flute Juice, and he didn't have to put a picture of Flute Juice on the cover. Like, that wasn't a single that I found. It was an album with 12 songs.
This is a good point. I mean, I think sometimes you write a song, and you're just like, oh, that's the one.
It had
Nobody
its
could
moment.
Stop singing Flute Juice. Nobody could get it out of their head.
I imagine but at I was, the time, it was like a hot burning jam. Like, it was, you know, it's just dated now. Yeah.
I don't know. So I started looking at the lyrics, which, as you mentioned, are not on the internet yet.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we could be the people to fix that. Although, yeah. I will need assistance figuring out what these lyrics are, because I cannot figure out a bunch of them.
Yeah, I gave up on some of that. What'd you find?
Also, yeah, there's definitely some like deep pull jazz flautist jargon flying around in this song. But I think the real issue with this song, so you start with the hook, right? The flute juice has captured me. I'm caught up in its melody. It's perfect. Yeah. It's catchy. Good. It's in your head for all time.
Yep.
But then the lady starts rapping.
Yeah.
And the first thing she raps about is having her sitting on her dad's knee, being told about flute juice.
Yeah, that's
just going straight to that.
Everything else that follows about flute juice makes me feel like it's not something that should be told to a daughter from a father.
No, like, definitely not.
I feel like I don't know, maybe really progressive parents, like, our kids are going to be getting into flute juice.
Right, right.
We got to sit down and have the talk. Let's just talk to them about it so that right. if they come up against flute juice in their life, they feel comfortable talking to us about it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with flute juice. We just want you to be prepared.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a bunch of flute juice.
Yeah, so she's sitting on her daddy's knee.
Yeah, when I was young, a tale was told to me one fine, fine day on my daddy's knee about flute juice. And so here's where I ran into trouble instantly. He said, but Marjorie, the paddle would play, and the boys and the girls followed him and said flute juice. So that first line, I just got nothing.
Okay.
So I would like to put it to the internet.
Crowdsource it.
We're going to crowd solve this thing. Mm-hmm. If you guys can figure out the second line there, he said, but Marjorie, the paddle would play. So I think the paddle thing, those are the bits when you push the button, the little paddle covers the hole.
Yeah, on the flute.
Or pads. But I think maybe a dude who plays the flute real good, like, paddles.
Call it a paddle. Okay. Yeah.
So then I got these lyrics. These are okay. So now a few years passed, and I was on my own living the life, but thinking of home and flute juice, obviously.
Obviously thinking about home and thinking about homesick, flute juice.
You're going to think about flute juice.
Homesick and flute juice sick.
Are we flute juice sick? Did we get flute juice sick?
A little bit.
And then the next one is, I began to remember what my daddy said while the pad, this is what I think it is, while the pads start padding right through my head.
Oh, okay. Flute juice, it's right? Totally like flute lingo.
Yeah. And the rest of it's pretty straight up, but if people, I mean, it gets horrible, but.
What's the flute juicy though? Because we're talking about flute juice as a thing. So what's flute juicy?
Yeah, and so in the second completely different chorus from the first chorus, they sing, I danced to the heavy beat of a pounding drum, and I groove to the funky plunk of a bass guitar, but the only sound that makes my body move is that flute juicy melody in you.
Yeah.
So that's the first flute juicy that happens. And then they say, there's something about the, this is where it gets way out of control. There's something about the way your lips control the blow.
Yeah.
You thrill me.
No, your lips control the flow, I think she said.
The flow. I thought it might also be about the way you lose control to blow. That's a real tough line, and we could use help with that one.
Okay. I think it's correct in the video, but you should.
I think you're right. When I saw that, I was like, I think that's it. You thrill me. You fill me every time you blow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Flute juicy. I think there's a bunch of flute juice A's in there at that point.
Yeah.
You brought me to who knows where. Oh, whoa. Woe and etc.
Right.
And then they say, love the way you blow makes me want to blow.
Makes me want to blow.
So it's, yeah.
Is that
it
the
gets
last
a little
thing said in the song, makes me want to?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's a good slow.
And then the flute does these weird moan sounds for like rather a long, like a solid 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't know a flute
seconds.
Could do that.
Yeah. Well, flute's not so, but that's somebody testing a broken flute and being like, I can't fix it.
They're like, well, that was his, one of his things that he's known for is flute bending. It's less Avatar The Last Airbender and more
literal bending of flute.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't
know
that.
So, okay, everybody put on your song shoes hat. Let's be song shoes.
Yeah, time to be song shoes.
And crowdsource this mysterious lyrics.
So then I got a little nervous because the last episode is pretty flute juice heavy. And yeah, I feel like it's fine.
So now this one is.
Small snippets of the song were used editorially. I think way that's totally fine.
It's
we obviously
satire.
Are not making money off of this.
Of course not.
So I don't think anybody would want to take legal action against us. But just in case, I made sure that we have our butts covered. So I wrote obviously an inferior but a sort of stand-in song in case we have to replace those segments.
We swap it out for this song, this sound-alike song. Is that what it is?
Sound-alike song, yeah. Yes, thank you. Right. Which I call, I present for your enjoyment, Juicy Flutes.
Strange tale from my dear old dad about Juicy Flutes. He said, sit on my lap and listen to me about the nectar of the gods that can only be Juicy Flutes. Many years later, I was all grown up and suddenly remembered that day in the truck and Juicy Flutes. It hit me like a sack of flour, how I missed my family and every hour of Juicy Flutes. Now please don't get me wrong, my family's quite literal. This is a straight up song about flutes that are juicy. First you take your normal flute, then dunk it in a glass of juice. Juicy Flutes.
Juicy Flutes.
Now pull out the flute and hold up the flute and look at the juice drip out of the flute. The Juicy Flute.
Juicy Flute.
Now we're safe, I think, probably.
So we can use that to replace the flute juice samples that we used.
Yeah, in case that happens. Although I gotta be honest, I think we may be more open to legal action just because of how much that song
sounded like clearly, the original.
And it wasn't nearly as good, obviously, but I think that you have a case, probably.
I love that you did like a bad ripoff of a bad song.
Yeah.
Like we were already starting pretty low.
Yeah.
And then you made everybody listen to it.
Yeah, I thought like, because I really tried to structure kind of the same.
It's exactly the same.
And I thought, oh, you know, as I listen to this, I'll probably grow to appreciate it even more.
Oh, right. When you dive into a song and how it's put together, you might appreciate it more.
But I think a minute like 7 or 8, I was like, okay. I don't even know if I can listen to it once all the way through. And then I tried a few things to make the lyrics not sound like I try to make it literally about putting flutes into a glass of juice.
Yeah, yeah. It still doesn't sound clear. No. It still sounds disgusting. It makes it sound more figurative, like you're winking harder. The great part for me was that I recently took a significant amount of cold medicine, so I'm really not sure if what I just listened to was real or not real. And I think that's a great place to start our read on.
I love it. Let's do it.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the mystery.
Hello, Mr.
It's been
Handsome.
Just a year since the robber climbed in your Aunt Miranda's bedroom window at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Get out, she screamed at him, and that's just what he did, taking her pearl necklace with him. Backstory achieved. Vengeance. Yep. He will live the rest of his life with a thirsting for justice.
That's right. He's got a taste for it.
He gets a phone call from plastics magnate Harlow Thrombey. Is that right?
I don't know. It all sounds weird to me at this point. What did you take?
Cold medicine, Max. Extreme.
Very good.
For blasting your cold. I think it was Arctic Freeze flavor.
Ew.
I feel like Harlow Thrombey, like, probably he gets that a lot. Even people he has known for a really long time. It's like, Harlow, is that right?
Yeah. Like, hi, I'd like you to meet my friend, plastics magnate Harlow Harlow?
Is that right?
Which one of those is wrong? They can't both be.
They can't both be in the same name.
You're correct.
All right, Matt. I'm dying to know, did you accept his invitation to go to his house?
I considered not going over it all, but yes, of course I accepted his invitation. I was messing with you.
Me too. I also accepted his invitation. I was messing with you.
Off we go to the next page.
We go meet the sad sack. How did he ever rise to such prominence? You know, he probably inherited the business.
Yeah, he definitely inherited everything.
Yeah.
At one point, he swept Jane off her feet. She's a talented woman. She doesn't seem to be just into the money.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Harlow. That's what's up. I mean, he might have actual straight up illnesses that he needs medication for if he's super paranoid and just out of it, not understanding what's going on.
Well, years of breathing in plastic fumes
can F
you up a little bit.
Look at you being Jenny Mudge over there figuring it out.
Right?
It's a warning against working in the plastics industry.
Exactly. Read between the lines, Matt.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have enough to read already. Let's start reading between the lines. So let's see, we hang out. Did you play pool with Harlow and Robert, or did you skip that?
I chose to take a look around as opposed to playing pool with the boys.
Me too. I took a look around the place. And then I remember that's like around 2 pages of nonsense. And so
two pages of unnecessary text, yeah.
You meet a few people.
Yep. You run into Jenny. She's talking to Helga.
Yeah. Good stuff.
See Chartwell, Robert.
Yeah. Jane shows up and they invite you to stay for dinner, but there's that good movie on at home. Did you stay for dinner?
I did. I chose to stay for dinner like a good dedicated detective boy.
I knew you did, but I had to ask.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the whole thing.
No, I understand. I remember from the other times we did this.
All right. The big dinner scene.
Yeah, here we are at the big dinner scene.
We arrived there.
There's no image or anything. It's just the way.
No, there really should be an image. There's that great parlor image in the later chunk of the book that has most of the important people. Really
instead of this creepy picture of the all wrong sizes, Jane and Harlow and boy on the page before, what about a 2-page spread at dinner?
I know, it would be so good. Set the scene.
See everybody together before you're accusing them of stuff. Anyway, point is.
Yeah. I think the problem with that is that you start looking for clues in the picture, and that's a slippery slope. Like,
yeah, and then what if somebody accidentally drew a clue into the picture? What if there are clues in the pictures? Are there clues in the pictures?
Are there clues in the pictures? Here's the thing, Matt.
Yeah.
We've known the answer to the mystery since the first week. So the whole mystery of it kind of, I wish we had gotten a few endings of not solving it.
Rather than solving it instantly the first time we read it?
Yeah, but there are a lot of endings where you find out who did it. Even if Jenny solves it or something, you still find out who did it.
Even if you get shot by a lady.
Yeah. All right, anyways, dinner's great, but that second helping of Brandy isn't.
Nope. What a goof this man. You've wandered off to check out the house and not pay attention to any of the occupants, and there's a scream, and then Harlow Thrombey dies.
Harlow Thrombey dies. There's nothing you or the emergency medical transportation team could do.
That's true.
Did you talk to the witnesses one at a time, or did you talk to them as a group?
I think I chose to talked to them as a group, I believe. Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. And you know, what'd you do?
I talked to them one at a time.
I have a feeling we're going to end up back together in a minute.
I wonder about that. Here, I'll go first.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did one at a time. I decided to do Jane.
Okay.
Because I I feel like I couldn't really remember what that conversation was all about.
Sure.
And there's a reason for that. There's really nothing to it. It does have that good line where she says, where she's all sad, and then you say, it's a terrible blow. It's tell me, blow. Though, where were you after I left the music room at 8:30? That's one of my, that is a really good, if you do have to send like flowers for something to somebody, you know, who might have lost someone, it's great if you just write, it's a terrible blow. There.
Although it's much more appropriate for someone who's just lost something, like their keys or a beloved baseball.
Or a baseball game.
A baseball game, yeah, perhaps you've lost a game. Yeah, yeah, that's more appropriate.
So I go, what do I do? Oh, so it takes me to 34, where Prufrock comes in being all like, oh, it's the great detective, and he sends me home with my nappy. Right. So tough guy. I go out, and I actually, this is... not much fun, but I followed my exact same path from last week because I was trying to get to something else.
Okay.
So that's I inspect the greenhouse. That's all
part of being a book shoe.
Yep, it's just like keeping your feet on the pavement.
That's
and
right.
And your eyes in the skies.
Yep,
and Roger, your heart and your throat. Half the time, I don't know if you're saying or I'm imagining it.
Wow.
I'm in a weird spot.
Can you show me the bottle that you took medicine from? I am concerned.
No.
No, I can't see any bottle. Walls or floors around me.
Wrapped up in some paper towels.
I see.
All right. So I walk across the lawn, wet with the evening dew. Mm-hmm. I explore the greenhouse. Prufrock comes out, tells me he's taken off and I should peace out too. And I'm like, I got to look at this greenhouse some more. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't do what the cops say.
Mm-hmm. I find the little bottle of arsenic. Or, you know, the fingerprints on the rat poison bottle.
Yeah, understood.
Then I go home. I get some sleep. I'm a boy. I'm growing. Yeah, boy, sleep is really, sleepy, really important. You got
the sleepy eyelids.
Mm-hmm. And that takes me to page 44, where Helga meets me at the front door the next day and shows me into the library. And again, I just talked to Angela again, because at this point, I was like, I should just talk to somebody else. I know it'll come back to where I need to be eventually, but I was like terrified.
Mm-hmm.
That if it didn't,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so I stuck with it. Huh. You usher Angela into the music room so you can talk with her alone.
What was that? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just had a thought. We'll get to it. She listens. Yeah. So this is where I call her a cat in my mind.
Yes, that's right.
And then Prufrock shows up, and basically I have the choice to talk to Chartwell, Prufrock, or Jane, and I decided to talk to Prufrock again. This is the dog I've been chasing for a little bit.
That's right, right.
And this is where he accuses me, a child, of being the murderer, and then does not make it clear if he's joking or not, and then leaves. And I return home, terrified.
Sure, hide under your bed.
Under my bed. Try to figure out what to tell my mom as I pack my bags. No, I find a note outside my door. It says, I have some important evidence for you. Meet me at the White Horse Inn at 5 o'clock. I'll be sitting under the clock. Henry Falcon. So here I go again to meet nice Uncle Henry.
Nice.
With his big smiling face and his nice hat he's pointing at.
Mm-hmm.
So I head on over to the White Horse, and he gives me that letter, the letter from Jane, quote unquote. Right.
Yeah.
Because he was so worried about it. It says, Dearest Richard, I think of you every hour. Harlow will be out of the way in only a few days. I will call you as soon as the deed is done. Love forever, Jane. It's a nice forgery in the sense that the sentiment is pretty solid.
Yeah, it's like, nice. It's convincing. If I got a letter like that, I'd be like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Except for some of the context where there's a man being murdered, but the rest sounds very nice.
Yep. And then, there we go. I couldn't decide what to do, Falcon said, because he's such a nice guy. So he gave it to me. I have to decide if I want to investigate the letter myself, or if I think it's a false lead, or if I think it proves she's the murderer. I've already done all of these pages, but I decide to investigate the letter and telephone Jane Thrombey, which takes me to page 83. Oh. And I almost forgot about this little twig here. I've been twig hunting today. You telephone Jane Thromby. Helga answers. She says that Jane went to visit Mr. Gillian Prem, so you go there too.
Oh, nice.
He's unwilling to talk, but then you tell him about the evidence you have.
Oh, no, you don't.
Playing a lot of hardball. Also, really getting around town. Does he take the bus?
No, it's like an Animal Crossing town. It's not very big.
Oh, all the huts are right next to each other. That is kind of how I picture it.
Yeah. The surface of the world is curved. It's a very small planet.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Okay, so he just wanders down the curving planet. Next to the lake, he finds Gillian Prem's office. You show him the letter, and he scowls at it so hard. And then you know that dude's got a good scowl. With those eyebrows.
He's got a crazy scowl.
Yep. And he's all like, Richard Kent's in Japan for the last month, and I know Jane's signature. This is not Jane's signature. It's a childish forgery. So he's got me.
Dang. He thinks you did
every
it.
Every angle.
Childish forgery.
I think he might. Last time I decided to turn the letter over to Prufrock, and that's when that was 2 times ago and he spilled coffee on it. The other option, though, is if you decide to find your own expert, turn to page 92.
I really hope either this expert or you spills coffee on this letter in this tweet.
You take the letter to Jenny Mudge. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be funny, right? If she was the expert. All right.
New page.
Amazing.
It's not surprising that Gillian Prem claims the letter is a forgery.
It isn't? Oh, yeah, no. Huh. Did you go to the wrong page?
No. Okay, well, I guess I should.
I heard they're doing a live read. Reading it live, what is it?
Did you not read it?
I just realized I didn't actually read. I stopped there once I got to where I meant to get and didn't actually read the rest of it. So I guess technically the rest of this is a live read.
I picture you taking the book and spiking it and just standing up off your couch with your both arms straight up in the air, just marching around the living room until you got tired and took some cold medicine.
Just pure victory. Yeah, I really thought I read the whole... Okay, so I actually have no idea where this is going to go, but this is a new page. Okay, I started reading it. I was like, I've never read this before.
Okay. That's amazing.
All right, so let's rock this. It's not surprising Gillian Prem claims the letter is a forgery. As Jane's lawyer, he's paid to protect her. It makes sense. I need someone can trust. Fortunately, you have the name of a handwriting expert, Marie Furneaux. Late to the game. What? Late to the game, Marie. Last minute.
Marie, where have you been?
Tapping in last minute. You quickly get hold of her on the phone. Come over to my house anytime, Marie says. Be sure to get
No, she cannot say that. Please, people.
And you're a child? Yes, you can come over anytime. Be sure to get a true example of Jane Thrombey's signature so I can compare it with the one on the letter you have.
Well, yeah, obviously.
You're in luck. Helga's able to supply you. Oh, okay. Helga.
All right, easy.
Helga's going to get fired. Helga is able to
supply you with
a sample of Jane's signature. A half hour later, you are standing next to Marie Furneaux. The Marie Furneaux. While she
a half hour later, you have gotten a sample of Jane's writing from Helga and are over at Marie Furneaux's place.
The Animal Crossing theory is the only appropriate theory.
You go out of your house when you decide to go see Marie Furneaux. You check your mailbox, and there's the letter from Helga with the sample. You say, yay, and then you dig up one of those tree stump things.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you run over to Furneaux's house, and you go inside, and you're like, where did she get this floor?
I got to get this floor. It's so good. I think I have a dresser that goes with that floor. Yeah. And a lot of the characters actually do kind of look like animals. Prufrock looks like a walrus. The falcon.
Oh, my gosh. He looks
like a bird man.
Yeah. Oh, we need Fader. She knows the names of all these characters.
Okay. Now I just want a KK Slider cover of Flute Juice. We're kidding. This is for nobody. Okay.
You know Harlow Thromby Super has a mannequin piece in his house somewhere.
Yeah. He's that kind of guy. Okay, you're sitting next to Marie while she peers through a magnifying glass. She looks up at you, a smile on her face.
Whoa.
Gillian Prem was wrong when he said this was a childish forgery, she says. It's a very clever forgery.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, thanks.
That destroys... No, it doesn't. Jenny Mudge would never do a childish forgery.
Yeah, are you kidding? Yeah. Thanks, you reply. It looks like someone wanted to frame her. I'm sure...
Thanks.
I'm sure you'll find out who it is, Marie says. And I guess that's all we get from Marie.
Yeah, she's not a wizard.
If you think you have the case solved. Yeah, oh, but no. wouldn't you want a little bit more investment from her? But I guess that's it. That's the end of her job. It's like,
yeah. She's like, yeah, these are the same.
That's gotta be
That one is very close and is not quite the same.
That's gotta be really frustrating because I feel like naturally, like, your impulse would be like, oh, who do you think did write it then? And they're like, no, that's, I can't do that part. I don't.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care. Give me my $500.
I don't know everyone's handwriting. I haven't memorized all of the people's handwriting.
Hey, you know what? I've memorized a lot more than anyone else has.
How many handwritings have you memorized? So here I have two options. If you think you have the case solved, turn to 105. If not, turn to 101. So not 101, but I don't think I've been to 105. Let's find out.
New page.
Psych. I haven't been to 105. What? New page.
This is not a new page.
New page, my bro.
Do you think you have the thing solved? Isn't that the...
It's a different one.
This is exciting.
A few minutes later, you walk into Prufrock's office and hand him the letter. This proves Jane did it, he exclaims. Just the opposite, you reply. Okay. That was another one of those things.
I was like, okay. What?
Just the opposite, you reply. This letter is a forgery. If someone is trying to frame her, it means she didn't do it. Therefore, Robert was lying when he said that Harlow Thrombey accused Jane just before he died. But Robert couldn't have poured the poison into the brandy bottle, Prufrock insists. Chartwell admitted that Robert stayed in the game room all evening, and I know that Chartwell wouldn't protect Robert. In fact, Chartwell accused Robert of breaking into the greenhouse. Robert didn't have the poison in the brandy bottle, you say. He gave the poison to Angela, and she poured it into the brandy bottle.
Okay, wait.
Yeah. No, that's right. Robert didn't have to poison the brandy bottle, you say. He gave the poison to Angela, and she poured it into the brandy bottle. Okay, that's fair. This is very unlike this character. This is a moment of clarity and insight. Yeah. I did not expect possible. But I guess I do have all this information, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty satisfying, then.
Are a couple of leaps in there.
So in this one timeline, he's a very good detective.
Yeah.
He must have gotten it from Jenny. He must have gotten it from Jenny and just like raced her there and like popped the tires of her bike or something. Okay, so then Prufrock scratches his head. Well, how do you know Robert didn't give the poison to Jane? If he had, you reply, he wouldn't have said that Thrombey accused Jane in his dying words. Keep up, Prufrock, because then Jane would have blamed Robert for getting the poison for her. Prufrock shakes his head in amazement. Suddenly, he stalks off. Where are you going? You call after him. To get a warrant for the arrest of Angela and Robert for the murder of Harlow Thrombey. Among his other faults, Prufrock doesn't know how to say thank you. The end.
Well, hey, what? So you picked up a new page and a new ending.
New page and a new ending. There's only one more new ending left.
Two new pages? One new page.
One new page. One of the two pages is a new ending.
Right.
Yeah.
But there weren't any like full page pictures or anything.
No.
So what is that? So now we have one ending left.
We have one ending left, and let me check in because we're getting so close. It's important, I think, for everybody to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up real quick. But there's all those little loopies. So like we're going to have to go back through a couple times because there's this thing, errands that we have to send Jenny on and then check back with her for. And neither of those, I don't think, can take us to a new ending. So we're going to have to do two full reads that don't have a new ending.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty sure. I might be thinking about this too much. All right. So, okay. So I did two. So pages left is six.
Six pages left.
Yeah. In two endings.
So it's unlikely, but it is possible that I cleaned up all six pages and got that other ending, and we're done now.
Yeah, I really doubt it.
Hey, we could happen.
Well, there's the two. Those two loops can't be done in the same read.
Or maybe they can be.
Well, now I'm freaking out. You can't do this to me right now, Matt. I'm not in the kind of place where I can handle this. You have to just say what you mean and only what you mean.
I'm just saying it's going to be an exciting read, maybe.
Well, in the meantime, why don't we have a quiz, huh?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do a quiz. Why not? It's the game we're awfully sick to play. It's choose your own adventure or don't do that.
It's choose your own adventure or, and this week I took a suggestion from @checks926.
Nice.
Or Jingle My Bells Laura. She had a couple good suggestions for quizzes. One was episode of My Little Pony. Here, I'll just go ahead and read the tweet. At Finish It Pod, you guys make me laugh so hard every week. I have a suggestion for Choose Your Own Adventure or visual novel or anime or episode of My Little Pony. And those are awesome suggestions. And I checked out My Little Pony. And the current series, the titles were, I think, a little bit
Friendship
too much.
Friendship is Magic. Oh. Yeah,
a little bit too much of a giveaway. So I went back to the original series from 87. And so that's what we're going to be doing today. So Choose Your Own Adventure or episode of the original My Little Pony series from 1987.
Whoa.
You ready?
Yeah, I am ready.
The Dragon's Den.
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Ah, that's right. How'd you know that?
Yes. Episode. I'm like a genius
number
of this.
33. All right. Forest of Fear.
Oh. Choose Your Own Adventure.
That's right.
Nailed it.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Chinese Dragons.
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Ah, man. You're good. You're good. Real good.
Mm-hmm.
What about The Revolt of Paradise Estate? I heard that.
My little
what
pony.
Was that
yeah,
sound?
Sorry. I got things. I got just things moving around inside of me. Nothing can be done. That's a My Little Pony.
Yeah, you're right. A peddler gives the ponies some magic paint that brings their furniture to life, but moods begin to sour when the furniture starts acting rude towards the ponies.
Oh, yeah. That'll end that magic furniture party right away.
The Golden Horseshoes.
That's going to be My Little Pony.
Ah, yes, you're right. Megan and the ponies fight with the goblins and negotiate for the goblin mother's golden horseshoe. The Moo Chick tries to make substitute horseshoes to save Mimic. So
okay, Mimic makes substitute horseshoes. What does Mimic do?
I don't know, man.
Maybe just voices.
The Magic Coins.
My Little Pony.
Ah, you're right. Megan and Wind Whistler use a wish to save themselves. The troll refuses the friend's treasure offerings. A fire breaks out in Paradise Estate, and the ponies have no way to put it out.
I mean, no
Full
hands
stop.
To put it out. Is that the last episode of My Little Pony from the original 87 series?
Have you gotten them? It was a bold ending, even for the time it was praised. Stampede!
But they had a bunch of half-melted toys that they were trying to get rid of, and it was the only way they could think of.
Yep. They,
to sell those half-melted toys,
they made a special Christmas pack that was like six half-melted toys in a burned-down pony house.
Yeah.
Stampede! Sorry. Exclamation point.
Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yep. Wouldn't it be a good My Little Pony episode?
Is that Choose Your Own Adventure not about My Little Ponies?
It probably is. Have you gotten them all right so far?
Yeah, because I'm a genius. All right,
I gotta make it a little tougher then. Oh, ready for the lightning round?
Okay.
Flight to Cloud Castle.
My Little Pony.
Locket, Heartthrob, Twilight, and Garth enter the floating castle and search for Garth's true love. The friends discover the truth behind the spell.
Nice.
Crunch the Rock Dog.
MLP.
That's right. The ponies must stop a monster who threatens to turn everything and everyone into stone. The Great Rainbow Caper.
I'm going to go ponies.
Yes. The Gizmonks take Danny and surprise hostage until Megan turns the rainbow of light over to them. The Ice Cream Wars.
Ponies.
Two ice cream makers feuding over a missing recipe cut off Ponyland's ice cream supply. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we have our very first 100%. I don't know if that was our first 100%, but you did a really good job.
Who knows? Thanks, man.
You really
that was a fun one.
Thank you for the suggestion on Twitter at checks96.
And also, just as a general safety statement, do not feed horses ice cream.
Don't do it. It's not a good
not
idea.
Not a large amount.
Ponies is fine. But not horses.
Yeah, ponies need ice cream.
Yes, I think it's the only thing they eat. That's what's in that bucket.
As long as they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready to hear what kind of mischievous adventures you got up to over in Matland.
That's right, man. This could be it. This could be the mega read that ends the book.
I'm pretty sure it's
this
not.
Could be the one.
It's probably not, though.
Loop-de-loops and getting that last ending, and everybody goes, whoa. I'm just saying you better have a song ready.
I got something.
All right. All right, so I chose to question everybody after Harlow screamed and fell over. Chartwell immediately yells that he had nothing to do with it. Robert says there's no reason to investigate anything.
Everybody calm down. There's no crime here. It's just somebody died.
It's fine. Prufrock shows up in the way he does. And let me actually look and see what I did here. So I either am going to go inspect the greenhouse while he's Prufrocking around.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go talk to Jenkins. So I go inspect the greenhouse.
Nice. I like your style.
Thanks. I'm wet with the evening dew, soaking in it. I get to the greenhouse. So I'm either going to... Oh, there's a Prufrock comes over. Oh, you know, he does say that in this part that Jane Thromby wouldn't have done it because she wouldn't have wedged open that door.
Yeah.
To the greenhouse. But anyway. So I'm either going to check for more fingerprints or I'm going to go back and check out that pantry, that mysterious pantry. I chose to look for more fingerprints.
That's always a good thing to do because there's always more fingerprints. That's the thing.
That's exactly
the amount of people that have lived on Earth. Eventually, you keep digging. You keep digging down. You're going to find more fingerprints.
Yeah, there's always more fingerprints because there's always more fingers.
Always.
It's like a plague of fingers on this planet.
That was that bakery you wanted to open up, right? That only made lady fingers? Always more fingers?
That's right. A plague of fingers. Oh, yeah. We did decide on
Yeah, you changed it to always more fingers.
Always more fingers.
After that first day when you had a run on lady fingers and you actually did run out, so you changed it.
Yeah, we ran out immediately, and then we never could figure out how we made them the first time.
Turns out they're just long cookies.
Literally. It was really easy. We felt dumb later, but that's not the... So I do find some fingerprints on a bottle of rat poison, and I drop them off at the police lab, and then head over to Thromby House. Page 44. Helga's like, everybody's here except for Prufrock, that sleepy boy.
44, yeah. Okay, that's like the big reset point.
Yeah, and I was like, yes, this is where I was trying to get. And then it's like, you want to talk to Chartwell, Robert, Angela, Helga, or just walk around and think? And I was like, oh, no.
What?
Now what do I do? I have no idea.
Oh, right. Well, I think the first part of that loop with Jenny, too, I think that happens before 44, doesn't it?
It's in here somewhere. Okay. I'm sure of it. So I decided to talk to Chartwell because it was the first option.
Yeah, classic.
And I couldn't remember anything. So off I go to talk to Chartwell. He's all like, I never would have murdered him. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I'm sure it was Dr. Robert, except he was with me. And I'm like, what about Jane? And he's just like, she would do that. What about Angela? And he's like, Angela, Uncle Harlow likes her. It's fine.
For someone who wants to be a detective, Chartwell is like not very good at it.
Yeah. He's like, I have basic impressions of all these people, and they're definitely not the murderer.
Yeah.
You look out the window, there's Prufrock's car. So you head to the front door, and you're like, you know, it might be a good idea to join forces with Jenny Mudge.
Yeah.
And
I was
like,
yeah. Oh, is that how you get there?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes. So then, so you either call Jenny or you don't. Those are your options.
Okay.
I like when the second option is no.
Is the uh-uh.
Like, do you want to do this? Not. Or do you just not want to do it? Like, what happens?
I don't want to do any of this.
So this is the page where you can ask her to trail somebody.
What page is that?
60.
I'm trying to follow along with you.
Yeah, so I was like, yes. And then I looked
So it's after the page 2 reset. So it's after the page 44 reset of like day 2. So we can flop around before that. Man, I didn't know that. Okay, that's good to know.
See, we learned something. So that was great of me to learn a thing.
The question for you and everybody is, will we remember it?
No, I don't see how we could.
Probably not.
The part that I couldn't remember at this point was who had we asked her to trail?
Oh, yeah, there's 4 options. You don't know who we'd already asked?
Nah.
I know who we had asked. You don't know?
It sounded like I looked at each name and I was like, I feel like we've asked people to ask her to trail all these people.
Oh, boy. That's the problem with all these loops. Okay, well, I know what they are. Do you want me to tell you right now?
No, you want to just find out the set? No. I'll figure out the very, very, very hard way.
Okay. So
we'll all figure it out together, except for everybody listening who already knows.
Oh, yeah. I'll pick a sound effect for if you picked a new one. Okay. And a sound effect for if you picked an old one that we already did. Okay, I got him.
I just want to make a note that I put little notes in my book. Yeah. And when I got to the page before this, I wrote Jenny with an exclamation point.
Okay.
And when I got to this page, I wrote, God damn it. I chose to follow Robert. Maybe one day I'll find out what that other sound effect is.
Are you kidding me, Robert?
I couldn't remember, man. Yeah.
Just because it was like 3 reads ago. It wasn't that long ago that I did that one.
Feels like a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
But But anyway, sorry I let everybody down. But then Chartwell was the other one I already finished the book. It's not cheating because I won't remember. So I asked Jenny to go follow Dr. Lipscomb. And I guess I'm off to page 89.
Do you mind if I check out if I leave for the rest of this record?
No, it's real short.
It's so hard. Okay.
No.
We're going to. Do I have to go to page 89 with you?
No, you don't. So there I am. I've been captured.
Matt.
I can either rip off my blindfold or just sit quietly. And I felt like I deserved to just sit there quietly. So that's what I did.
That's good.
Sat there quietly. The police bust in, and there I get my thing off because they've grabbed Dr. Robert Lipscomb because Jenny Mudge deep snaked me, and
you deep snaked yourself this time, my friends.
I deep snaked myself this time. That's true. But then this is the cool ending where you do the thing with the tape recorder and the Beatles, and
yeah,
you get people to admit that it's a cool ending. But we already got it a bunch of times. And
yeah.
So I didn't. As it turns out. I didn't get all the last pages and the other ending.
You did not? No, you didn't. You didn't swoop in. Did you get, how many new pages did you get though?
I got no new pages.
Zero new pages.
I got pages that were new to me.
Did you get a new ending?
No, I did not. You had the song ready. That's me. I wrote that.
Horrible. You're very, very bad.
Look, the book is just getting interesting. We can't just finish it up right away.
The book is just getting interesting? Is that a sentence you just said to me?
Yeah.
Because I think I'm moving words around a little bit in my mind. Did you actually just say that?
Yeah.
The book got interesting once, and that was when we realized that one half of this book is a parlor room mystery and the other half is a noir story. That was interesting for a second, but that was the only time. So I could carry it away.
I think it's still kind of interesting.
It's still interesting, actually. That one fact is actually still interesting. But we do still need to finish the book. Oh, man.
Hey, one day.
You really took a bullet. Because I knew we were going to have to take some sacrifices.
I got to the Jenny page. I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah, you did find... You did actually find...
I did it on purpose.
That is actually valuable. Like, that is actually valuable because I don't think I knew how to do that. And now I think I do know how to do that.
Yeah. All we had to do probably was go back and listen to an old episode and figure out how to do it. But I
kind of feel rediscovered like cheating.
It. Yeah. It
like,
does
I mean,
like
you
cheating.
Can Plus, listen to like, old episodes for fun. That's listen. Fine. But, like, I feel sure. like doing research in old episodes is maybe a little. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It's weird.
So, wait, I'm trying to.
So look, now we know, man. Next time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, it just means another week in Throbbyville, mm-hmm. which is a t-shirt I want and also a bar I want to go to. But exciting news, I got a new page and a new ending.
That's right. So it was a big week.
And at the moment, I cannot remember what happened.
No boy.
In that ending.
Hey,
don't tell me. I'm going to try and think of it.
Do you think maybe it wasn't a live read then? It's just whatever medicine you took.
I can't remember
made
those
you forget
two
it
pages.
The first time because he hadn't read it five times.
That means that next week I'm gonna get on here and I'm going to be so excited because I got two new pages. Yeah. One of them is a new ending and I'm going to do it all over again. I'm going to start Groundhog.
Oh, yeah, man.
Groundhog, and all the doctors are going to be like, he needs this. You need to just keep recording the same COD podcast with him. It'll help him retrieve his memory abilities.
Yeah.
And then like... So,
and make sure everybody listens to it over and over again.
So for the next 15 years, we'll do the same thing over and over again. And then one day I'll be like, psych! You're burnt. Gotcha.
Deep snaked.
Deep snake. No, seriously, what happened in... My ending. Oh, I found out that the letter was definitely a forgery, and then I came to some pretty startlingly sharp conclusions after that.
Yeah.
That's pretty satisfying to actually be a good detective, for one.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, the Beatles thing is a pretty good detective move, too.
I just wish Jenny Mudge had been there to see you say that stuff to Proof Rock. She would have been like, what?
I think,
because, you know, Proof Rock will never tell anybody.
I'm assuming she was there just like behind the curtain nearby whispering to me what to say.
Proof Rock had to run off and tell Jenny Mudge what you told him.
And good news, I have been recording this whole time. I just checked because I was like, did I even open my recording software?
Oh, boy. All right, maybe we... Maybe we say goodnight.
That's a podcast. keep an eye on the merch store this week because we're gonna put out a couple new things, I think, for Harlow Thrombey. We got a couple fun little things cooking. We have all of our designs up there, Cave of Time centric. So we're going to put up a couple things that are a little Harlow Thrombey themed since we're getting near the end. And I have a tear running down my face. A tear running down my cheek. Is that
and
normal?
It smells like aspirin.
Am I bleeding? that'd be fun. Or hit us up on at Finish It Pod on Twitter or Instagram. If you have some other cool ideas for Choose Your Own Adventure or quizzes, throw them at us. It's fun to get ideas from you cool cats.
Yeah, it's very helpful. And then... And then Chris had made another cool video for the social medias.
Oh, yeah.
From the last podcast. So keep an eye out on the Instagrams and the tweets for the cool videos that he makes sometimes that are so good.
And I'll put that one up on the YouTube as well. So there's a bunch on the YouTube if you just want some fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, YouTube. Holy cow.
Yeah, I think it's just Finish It Pod. If you want to introduce the show to somebody who doesn't listen to it, that might be a good way to do it because they can just see these short clips and hear us being silly and they'll know if that's their thing immediately. Yeah.
And then if you've asked somebody to listen to it and they tried and they didn't like it, like try tying them to a chair and wrapping a towel around their whole face and head.
Yeah,
make them listen to it or just make them sit there.
Yeah, the towel around the head seems very, very effective.
It's just calming, I think.
I feel like it would be very calming. Kind of like sensory deprivation.
Yeah, at first you're like, oh, my breath is making it very moist and warm in here. And then you're like, well, and then you just kind of doze off.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have enough oxygen.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, well, there we go. We did the whole thing.
Yeah, we did the whole thing. You want to stop doing it now?
How do we stop it? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I think we just stop. Just it just cuts out right in the middle of our work.
Eventually, eventually my computer goes to sleep, and that's where the recording stops.
Yeah, our computers run out of tape, and then it just stops.
All right. Well, until that happens, take care to keep your business drier than your shelf.
Juicy fruits are on the loose. They got to get their juice in you. Juicy fruits will make you move. You can't refuse the juicy groove.